March Madness has never been madder. With thrills and spills and upsets galore, Michigan State and Michigan have been on both sides of that equation, as Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon explains.
I can't recall March Madness starting with more madness. In the first round alone, the lower-seeded team pulled the upset in 8 of 32 games, fully a quarter. And it only got crazier in the second round, when 6 of 16 lower-seeded teams beat the favorite, which is fully more than a quarter, I think. I did not know the University of Buffalo had a Division I basketball team until they upset 4th-seeded Arizona. But then I didn't know the University of Maryland at Baltimore County was a school until its 16th-seeded team pulled the upset of the ages, knocking off top-ranked Virginia to become the very first 16th-seeded team to beat a 1-seed in the tournament's long history. To his credit, Virginia coach Tony Bennett handled the historic upset with uncommon grace, saying, "This is life. It can't define you." But this Tony Bennett left his heart in Charlotte, North Carolina. On the fun side, Loyola Chicago surprised both Miami and Tennessee, led by team chaplain Jean Dolores Schmidt, a 98-year-old nun in a wheelchair. She became a national sensation, cheering on her Ramblers from the stands. May I suggest a new slogan? Fear the nun. The list of victims included 3rd-seeded Michigan State, which lost a 2-point cliffhanger to 11th-seeded Syracuse. Thus ended another great season for Spartan head coach Tom Izzo, who won his 8th Big Ten regular season title and his 13th overall. The Spartans were a favorite of many experts to win the entire tournament, which shows you what that's worth. On Michigan's side of the bracket, the top 5 teams all went down before the weekend ended. That left the Wolverines as the highest seed still standing, but even that took a minor miracle. After winning their 2nd straight Big Ten tournament title, the Wolverines had to wait 12 days to play again. They came out sluggish against Montana. Montana plays basketball. Falling behind 10-0 before taking over the game late. The next round was even scarier for the Wolverines when they trailed Houston by 2 points with just 3.6 seconds left. They'd been shaking all night, missing free throws and layups, but their solid defense kept it close. Coach Beilein drew up the final play, and it was a beauty. Michigan threw the ball to Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman, yes, that's one person, while he was running up court. When he drew 2 defenders, he flipped the ball over to freshman Jordan Poole, who had not scored a point the entire half. Now he had the ball in his hands, a half mile from the basket, and he drained it. All net. The 3-pointer sent Houston packing, and Poole's teammates chasing him in sheer joy. The only pretty part of the win was the last shot. But at tournament time, there are no ugly wins. You either lose and go home, or you survive and advance. After another win Thursday night, Michigan is still alive and now has a much easier path to the Final Four since so many good teams have gone home. If the Wolverines stick around long enough, the national press might discover that they represent the antidote for all the bad press college basketball has justly received this year, from FBI investigations to assault charges to whatever mess comes out next. This is a team led by a coach who is so squeaky clean, he once said of a party, "It was crazy. We had subs." As in submarine sandwiches, commonly served in junior high school cafeterias. Well, if that's Beilein's idea of crazy, Michigan fans should be grateful. After the Houston win, Beilein donned a plastic poncho, swimming goggles, and a jumbo squirt gun to shower his players in a post-game celebration. Yes, it is all that corny. Whether you're a Michigan fan or not, or don't even care about sports, you might find yourself cheering for this team. And if the cleanest team in the tournament wins the whole thing, it would be the greatest upset of the year.